to the Inner Hoe Uprising.
What the fuck?
That was my deepest voice.
Why'd you do
Inner Hoe Uprising?
I was like going high, and then you went low, and I was like, peer pressure, I'll go low too. Where am I? I'm lost in the abyss.
When you try to harmonize, and it's just you lost.
Hoe Uprising.
Inner Hoe. I'm Shanika.
I'm Sam.
And we are
Slam Pickety Pow Productions.
Yeah.
That's this us. This podcast is about sex, love, and dating.
From
the perspective of
black feminists.
Two polyamorous black feminists. One is queer. One is. I feel weird saying straight.
Just, so then it doesn't matter. We're
one
two.
Is Samantha.
Then what am I? So, just to let you guys know, we are fucking broke, but we have
bro,
mad...
broke as shit,
we
bro,
have
man.
So much
have you ever
spirit.
Looked at your bank account and you're just like, did someone steal money from me?
Nah, no,
they
stole
didn't.
From you.
I've been stealing from myself.
It's just, you know,
it's just running out.
It's just the
government. The funds are dwindling.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's just been the government systemically stealing from black people over time. That's why we're not just from rich families.
Not a word, though.
So if you want to keep the Inner Hoe Uprising going, so we're trying, $200 a month. So we have an account on Patreon where you can subscribe to us.
We're working in the realms of $1 to $35.
Yeah.
And in exchange for that, we're going to do certain services like sucking your dick.
Yeah, we'll suck your dick for $2. Lick your clit for 3 cents, because, you know, I feel like that kind of pleasure should be free.
Eating your asshole.
Yes, that's $5.
Putting more than one finger in your asshole.
$15.
Putting your foot
into our asshole. Our asshole. That is $35.
That is priceless, my friend.
And then priceless. if you would, but all of this, we'll wear a condom for all of it.
Yeah. And we'll actually talk about what we're actually offering in a bit. But for now, we're going to start the show.
Yeah, so if you were confused, don't worry. We are too. Now for
our first segment.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Yeah. Current events, topics of the week.
Yeah.
Day, year, life.
Got a broken heart? Want to turn it into art? Well, now you can.
So, LA is about to open up a museum of broken relationships.
Wah,
I love it.
Wah.
So this started in
Zagreb, Croatia.
Yeah. Can you tell we're reading notes?
Zagreb.
It was by these two artists who broke up. I think they were together for 3 years.
Yeah.
And I guess they were like, we're artists.
Yeah.
So they started
make something of this.
So they
instead
of people throwing out stuff that reminds them of their shitty relationships.
Yeah, like when you break up and your boyfriend got you a teddy bear with semen on the eye.
Sew it into it.
Yeah, exactly. And that reminds you of him, and you kissed it every night before you went to sleep. That teddy bear.
That would be an
instead of burning it. Yeah, exactly.
Send it to these people.
Exactly.
And started in Croatia, and it was like a traveling situation.
Yeah, traveling exhibit.
And now it's like a...
There's an actual museum.
Exhibit.
Yeah. A bricks and mortar.
Oh,
people
shit.
Love to say that shit. They do. Museum in Croatia, and now they're opening one in LA.
Yeah.
The same people, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So, just totally, if you just look it up, I think you can still send items.
Yeah.
So if you really want...
You can donate your items.
Yeah, so just look up the Museum of Broken Relationships.
Yeah.
There's some crazy-ass shit.
Yeah. They're taking, like, the item itself, and they ask you, like, a little survey question about, like, the relationship and the item and what it meant to you and stuff like that.
There's a pair of, like, plastered titties that I saw.
What the fuck?
A giant jacket. A guy asked a woman to wear these giant fake tits.
And that's why they broke up. Because why the fuck was he doing that to her?
But why does she still have it? Or did he take it back and then put it into this museum?
I don't know.
You know, it's like,
I don't know who
it?
Was in possession of the
right?
plastered
I wanna
titties
know.
That he specifically asked her to wear during sex. Like, how does that feel?
Did he make that?
Whoa, you get a little too frisky. Put the plastic titties on and come back to me.
Or just like, you know what? I think your body is beautiful as it is, but if you just add this wretched piece of art to your chest.
Yeah, was it like hard plaster?
It looked pretty hard.
Oh, no.
But I could have confused it. There was also these like mannequin hands that also had like a similar skin tone.
Pour it on this. All right, yeah. So send your plastered titties to the Museum of Broken Relationships. Next.
The CDC reports at current rates, half of all gay black men will be diagnosed with HIV in their lifetime. And for Hispanic gay men, the risk isn't much better.
The CDC recently released a study or finding,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of scary. So basically it has revealed that half of all black gay men and 1/4 of Latino men will
contract
get HIV in their lifetimes.
If trends continue. Yes.
That's kind of scary.
That's really scary, and it's very troubling.
Sorry, go for it.
The interesting way that this article framed it was like, people don't actually think about HIV, and it's kind of like this disease of the 80s that we've all kind of gotten over or whatever, and there's like parts of the population that are extremely at risk. Like 1 in 2 is like a stark ass statistic.
Yeah.
And 1 in 4 is a stark ass statistic as and well. I think it's interesting that they said 1 in 2 black gay men and 1 in 4 Latino gay men, but what about like black Latino people?
Oh, it's yeah. How are they qualifying?
Yeah. It's just something I thought about.
It's just like demographics are strange. Weird. So what's rough about this is that when compared to white gay men, it's 1 in 11.
Mm-hmm.
Then when compared to straight white men, it's 1 in 473.
Exactly.
So clearly,
yeah,
queer men of color seem to be most at risk.
And one might take that as
white women are the least at risk. It was like 1 in 800 something.
Wow.
White women are fine.
Just gotta bleach my skin. And that's what saves
that's
me.
That's the solution.
Yeah, that's the thing. So what this article puts into context is the fact that, like, it's not like, oh, black gay guys are just fucking around and getting HIV because they're more disposed to getting HIV. It's because of the social determinants of health that put them at more risk to contract HIV. And some of those things might be, okay, so basically the social determinants of health, according to this article, because I don't want to make up my own definition, are the factors that are societal and often related to a person's identity and geographical or social location. That might include things like homelessness, lack of sexual education, poverty, and other things.
Yeah, like access to condoms.
Exactly.
And like, yeah, it's like if you can't buy condoms because they're expensive and then you don't have a health clinic nearby, or you just don't know what the, why would you, like, if you're thinking, like, why do I need a condom if I'm having sex with another guy?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yeah, like, no one's getting pregnant here.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, to us, it seems like, oh, common sense, you know, protects you against STDs. Because, we have had good sex ed.
We've had okay sex ed.
It's been okay. It's really, you're right. It's actually been kind of shitty if I left school being like, but how do gay people have sex?
Yeah, you did like, say that
that's
one time.
How I left high school. Not knowing
how
shit.
How do it? What goes where?
Yeah, sex ed sucks.
Yeah.
So that's the thing.
Mm-hmm. So some of the things that people propose to implement to change the situation or to get it from going down the dark path it's going down are things like
testing. So make it testing available to people so they can know that they if they have HIV or not, you can know your status. Which
ramping
is important.
Up testing, treatment and uptake of PrEP, which is a daily pill to prevent HIV.
Yeah, which is it's something
pre-exposure prophylaxis.
I just want to say prophylaxis.
Prophylaxis.
Yeah, you take it every day, and it's if you are HIV
negative. Yeah.
If you already have HIV, it's not.
You take whatever
medication.
Yeah, exactly. And at that point, you can actually become undetectable.
Yeah.
With the disease, and the chance of you spreading it to other people is nil, as Bernie Sanders likes to say.
Bernie.
So there's things that can be done on every side.
Yeah, but PrEP also doesn't work for everybody. Like, if you can't take a pill daily, because, like, if you're not good at taking, like, your vitamins, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So PrEP is a thing. But there's also this thing that I didn't know about called PEP.
Yeah.
Which is if you think you have been exposed to HIV.
You said HIV just now?
I did say HIV, but I meant to say V and my hand was near my mouth.
Okay.
HIV.
Yeah.
But you don't know shit.
Yeah.
But you can, it's like within 48, you just want to take this pill as soon as possible.
Yeah, exactly.
And it decreases the risk that you can actually
So if a partner, after you have sex with them, discloses to you that they have
By
HIV.
The way.
Or if you've been like raped or something like that.
Or like sharing a needle or something like that.
Exactly.
You can
post
take something that'll
exposure
help you out.
Yeah.
And PrEP is like PrEP, not PEP. So the preventative
pre-exposure
HIV, is pretty, what do you call it? It's like pretty effective. It's like 90% will reduce your chance by 90% if used consistently during sex.
Mm-hmm.
That's sex like without a condom.
Mm-hmm.
If you use PrEP and condoms, you're like, I think you're pretty fucking safe.
Yeah, and if your partner is on their meds.
Yeah, then you're like,
you're
nice safe sex. You
don't
have to be anxious
about
it.
Yeah, mad safe.
Just gotta worry about not being awkward, you know? Just...
Where does your arm go?
Yeah, exactly. Where do I put my arms? And then if you inject drugs, this will
be
70%
well.
Effective if you inject drugs,
mm-hmm.
which seems like a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Was that it? So yeah, if you have HIV.
Well, then we can go into, but I just want to talk about PrEP for a little bit.
Yeah.
When did you learn about PrEP?
PrEP, it may have just been from How to Get Away with Murder, actually. I think PrEP,
which is a show that came on the air last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have never heard about it if I did not take a sexuality class in my third year of college. That's disturbing.
It is very
disturbing. Something that is, like, literally saving people's lives. Yeah. Nobody knows it exists.
Nope. Took television. Thank you, Peter Nowak.
He's a great guy.
And whichever writer was responsible for this idea. Yeah.
Yeah. And now there's a campaign in New York City.
I haven't seen it recently. It may have been moved.
Oh, really?
That was. I just haven't seen it on the usual trains that I take anymore.
It's okay. Well, it was like going on for a couple of months late last year and earlier this year that was just advocating for the use of PrEP and condoms.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that, like, within the ads, they would have, like, people who seem to be same gender loving couples, minorities, and Black women, and those are like the people who are just at risk right now, the most at risk for contracting HIV.
It's just like, so if straight, it's like straight Black women are also at high risk, but then why aren't straight
and then
Black
also
men
trans,
also at risk?
Trans
in the same way.
Trans women,
trans
of color are also at high risk. I don't know the answer to your question, honestly. I was going to make shit up, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, we won't make anything up here.
But all that being said, PrEP and condoms is not the be-all, end-all of what can stop this epidemic or whatever. As the article said, it's hard to tell people about PrEP and condoms if there aren't people from that community communicating to people in that community. So a lot of activists or whatever say that this epidemic should be viewed from a racial and, like, social lens.
Yeah. Which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And that's kind of hard, though, because there is... I don't think that the Black community or Latino community is any more homophobic than the white community at large.
I don't think it is. You know? There was, like, a study recently that said that.
I feel like it's all the same. People like to think that, I don't know, it's like, a, you know, Black people, we have a real problem with homophobia, but
in general,
everybody
there's
has
just
a problem
with homophobia.
Yeah. So I feel it's just, I feel like it's difficult to, you know, first you have to accept people being gay as a natural thing or thing that you've, like, you think is okay. And then you have to then understand, like, safe sex and then, like, safe preventative measures. Like, there's just a lot of barriers in the way of, like, people receiving this information. That makes it kind of hard.
I think that this article specifically was, by the way, this is an article on Mike.com.
Mike.
We never say the names of these articles.
Yeah, we should. This article I wrote.
If we don't act fast, half of gay Black men and a quarter of Latino gay men will get HIV, written by Matthew Rodriguez 10 days ago on Mike.com. But I think this article is specifically saying that, like, public health, people in public health should reach out to specifically queer Black and queer Latino communities of color and get people from those communities to talk to other people.
Oh, gotcha. That's which I totally understand and get from the article. But it's like, if you think about, like, people who are closeted and having, like, closeted sex, and if you don't feel like you can be connected to the queer community, how are you going to reach out to those people?
Gotcha.
So it's difficult because you're living
with... You gotta open up safe havens.
Exactly.
And,
like, need to be safe
mad
spaces.
Crazy on your marketing game, like, hey, this exists.
Yeah. You just gotta yell it out.
Hey, this exists!
Well, people are selling, like, what is it? People are selling, like, mixtapes or, like, bootlegs. It's just gotta be different, like...
No, but that is what people do, though.
Yeah, so HIV is an epidemic, and it's not treated like a...
Definitely not. Yeah, one in two people are going to get, like, a life-threatening disease.
But, you know,
and no one's, like, where are the alarms being sounded, you know?
It's only, it's because it's Black, gay men.
Yeah.
You know, that's some serious shit.
Exactly.
Last week, Pornhub released their searches by state, and depending on what you're into, the results were a little surprising.
Pornhub releases most searched porn in each state.
Yeah.
And also most watched category in each state. I don't know why most searched went viral. Yeah, so every year, I guess, Pornhub does a little study where they take their tracking data or whatever, and they say who's searched what in every state. And I think the biggest thing in, like, the entire country was lesbians. Was that what it was?
Mm.
Let me take a look.
Yeah,
let me take a gander.
I'm going to revisit it as well.
Just got to open it up. Yeah. A large majority of the country usually searches lesbian porn on Pornhub.
I don't know why it's funny to me.
It's just...
It's like super, it's like, very lesploitation.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's like people like to sexualize women, so when it's two women being sexual, I guess it's just...
I think this funny thing about that is that it seems like more...
lesbian orgy,
it seems that more than half the country is looking up lesbian porn, but, like, not so long ago, gay marriage was illegal everywhere.
Yeah, right?
So it's like, you can get your rocks off to this shit, but...
But you can't vote.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, this is so funny. Ebony, lesbian.
Yeah, other interesting cartoon. Things. Other interesting things, stepmom and stepsister are big in a couple of places. Alaska, yeah, fucking...
That's so funny.
What is that, North Dakota? No, I don't know what that is, guys. Maine. Other things that sit out. Ebony and black are big in the Deep South.
Mad black people
known for being racist. Now, well, there's mad black people in the Deep South, but like, okay, so Pornhub wrote like a shitty little article accompanying this, and they were like, according to the 2010 census, the states with the highest proportion of African American residents are in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Georgia. So it's no surprise to find that ebony and black are top search terms in those states, along with Delaware.
Oh, that's but interesting. That doesn't assuming really... that black people are. The main consumers of ebony porn.
Yeah, but like, okay, there are more black people in those places than anywhere else. Exactly. There's more black people in those places than anywhere else in the country, but they're not the majority in any of those places. Rather, the majority in anywhere. Yeah. I mean, like, by that logic, are lesbians the...
Lesbians are everywhere.
Yeah, lesbians are everywhere and they're just searching lesbian porn? No. Fetishizing of black women is happening in these states that have a weird history of, like, racial violence against black people.
Women, yeah.
And they're coping with that by jerking off to some good old ebony titties. You know, that's what that says to me.
Okay, that's, I guess I can... I
also, Delaware is also into ebony porn.
Gotta go to Delaware.
What's happening in Delaware?
Gotta get in there.
Just gotta go there, shoot a porn, and come back rich. Yeah.
Broadcast from Delaware.
Shout out to Delaware. So that's like most searched, like what you're typing in when you're trying to get your rocks off. Then there's just like when you go on the categories in Pornhub and you just click around and shit like that. Top categories. There's only three. That's crazy. Teen, lesbian, and ebony. What's up with this country? What the fuck is up with this country?
I feel like it makes sense, though.
Why is teen so big? Well, the sexualization of young girls. Why is lesbian so big? The sexualization of women. Why is ebony so big? The sexualization of black women and black people.
So,
like, ebony's huge. Like, it's like the entire southern pocket of the United States and New York. Woo! That's all me. That's all me just looking at lesbian porn.
It's you.
Yeah.
You do enough.
The mid... West is like very lesbian, and then the West is lesbian, and then the North is just all teen, man.
Teens in the North.
Northwest.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Yeah. And then just kind of the West in general. Yeah. It's a very pretty map. Like, I like the color blocking of it.
But when you look at it, you can check this out on Pornhub. But you have to Google Pornhub state search because you'll just get Pornhub when you Google it.
Yeah.
That's trippy.
It's odd. It just says, you know, this is...
It's interesting, yeah, because you can totally have somebody be racist but also want to jerk off to you.
That's what's happening. Mississippi? Like, come on. There's not that many black people in Mississippi that they're churning the results of how many people are on Pornhub.
Yeah.
It's, like, mostly white people in all these places.
Yeah, you're not jerking off to white women. Curious, so is it like white lesbians? I want to know more about the kind of lesbian porn.
It's just lesbian.
Just general lesbian. I want them to go like...
If the people at Pornhub were like mad smart and actually wanted to do the study,
they could like break it happened. Down by a whole
But they're
bunch.
Just fucking using a correlation to describe why ebony was so big.
Yeah, no,
according
they don't
to a 2010 census, like what little stupid fucking intern at Pornhub wrote that and
they
thought they were
to
smart?
Try, though. They're so
like,
important.
I read that and I was like, oh. And then I was like, wait, no, logically that makes no sense. Shut the fuck up.
My skin is black.
Zoe Saldana.
That's
cast as Nina Simone in her upcoming biopic. I think it's coming out in April.
It's coming out soon. Because the trailer just dropped.
It's based on her time. Because as she was getting big, And then it's also some romantic affair with some sort of assistant she had.
Yeah.
But she didn't actually have
in a, real life.
She'd never had
not,
a, yeah.
Yeah, a so romantic it's suitor
it's not, you can't even call that a biopic. I guess you can call it a biopic.
It's like an artistic rendition yeah, of Nina based. Simone's life.
Loose interpretation of Nina Simone's existence. Exactly.
But why?
Yeah. Who knows? It was
just fucking watch the director documentary and writer. Netflix, guys. Don't go see this piece
yeah,
of
the directory, the directory, the documentary. It's really good.
It's a great documentary. It's really awesome. This is a piece of garbage.
So they got done filming.
Yeah.
Can we talk about casting?
Oh. So originally the film was supposed to be the role of Nina. Does anybody even know who Nina Simone is? Should we go over that too?
Queen of Soul. Oh man.
What do they call her again?
High Priestess of Soul.
Just a great soul musician, classically trained pianist.
Came from a very poor place, segregation. Yeah. Was around. She'd have to cross, like, train tracks to the white part of town to
take
Came
up and took over class. The whole goddamn world.
Yeah, basically. Beautiful, and she started singing voice. For money. Mm-hmm. She needed money, so she started to just
that. Because she just wanted to do piano at first.
So,
Mad woke.
Gone through mad adversity.
Yeah. Mad woke in terms of, like, the civil rights movement and stuff like that.
Friends with, like,
very sexual, raw...
Like, emotional. Accepting of self.
Yeah.
Talked a lot about how being a dark, being a dark-skinned black woman.
Mm-hmm. And just with, like, West African features. Yeah. Like, wide nose, big lips.
Exactly. And being like, no one thinks I'm pretty. But she's, like, not saying that she's complained about it, but, like, she really embraced her identity.
Exactly.
With her music, with her art, with her appearance.
Yeah.
And so that's Nina Simone. So it's her skin color and her features are mad.
A huge
important.
Part of her life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not because race matters or whatever, but it's literally a huge part of her life and what she's talking about.
If you take that out of the story, you were taking out a huge element of it.
Exactly. But they didn't take it out of the story.
No, they left it in.
They took it out of who was cast and then put it on her face.
Yeah. They darkened Zoe's.
Okay, so originally Mary J. Blige was supposed to have the lead role in this or whatever.
But scheduling
got in the way, but I feel like ultimately what happened was that funding was removed because nobody wants to watch a movie with Mary J. Blige in it.
Sorry, Mary.
She's not that great of an actress, but whatever. And then aesthetically, I don't think she would really pull off the Nina Simone thing either. Mm-hmm. But so like funding was like getting kind of like murky and weird there. But when Zoe Saldana was attached to the project, all of a sudden all the money came back.
Yeah.
And this was all during like 2002. I feel like that was when, like, Colombiana came out. And
it was. I remember. I
came
totally,
out in 2012?
No, you said 2002.
Oh, I meant to say 2010.
10. Oh, okay. Wait, hold on. Yeah, 2010 is when the biopic was announced.
This was, like, around Colombiana and when she was, like, in the first Star Trek and stuff like that. So she was kind of, like, a black it girl at the time. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why...
That's why people were,
the
like,
money
oh,
was
we'll
like,
back it.
Yeah, exactly. But it was a stupid idea and you guys are dumb. You should go burn in hell for your decisions.
Yeah.
That's why
everybody's catering to racist
shit
audiences.
Sucks. Yeah, exactly. But like, who is gonna watch this movie now? Nobody.
I'm not gonna.
And
watch
it's all you guys' fault.
Yeah. And I don't maybe think... yeah, because who's that enthusiastic? Like, what large segment of the white population is like, can't wait to see this movie?
Exactly. Exactly. Especially now.
You might as well get the. I don't want to say, like, get the people of color audience by like.
No, but you should. And then also, like, there was a study done a couple of years ago where it was like. Black people and Latino women are like the biggest consumers of Hollywood. So maybe you should be pandering to your fucking audience.
Because it's what you do anyway.
Look at when black people boycott films. Gods of Egypt. That flopped tremendously.
Yeah.
What was that other movie? Exodus. That also flopped tremendously.
There's power in our sheer numbers. The
fact
that we
just
exist
gotta know
and we're
it.
People with things.
Steadily, the viewership of the Oscars has been declining. That could be because black people have stopped watching. That could be because The Walking Dead always comes on at the same time.
Hey, either way, thank you, Walking Dead.
Yeah, exactly. We just don't know.
Walking Dead.
You didn't explain what they were doing to her.
Oh, what they did to her
what they
physically.
Did to her. Yeah.
Oh, because Zoe Saldana is lighter-skinned woman.
Light-skinned. Has... straight small nose.
Yeah,
small
so they
lips.
They darkened her skin.
Yeah, it looks stupid. If you haven't seen this, just Google it. It looks so
it
dumb.
It does look stupid. It does. It looks like she was...
Huh? Yeah.
Maybe it's because she looks sweaty in the scene, but I'm like, what is that on your face? What are you doing? No. And they also, like... I think they gave her, like,
awkward.
A prosthetic nose.
They gave her
a
prosthetic nose,
so, like, why the fuck would you do that? Like,
why
like
wouldn't you just cast someone with a large
possible response
nose?
To...
Nina Simone's life and legacy.
Yeah.
It's mad disrespectful.
Just cast a light-skinned woman and just give her the things
that
you
struggle with. If
Nina Simone
was alive in this happened, she would fucking spit on that shit.
She like, would.
And she actually would, because she was that kind of person. She'd be like, fuck this.
Yeah.
It's fucking disgusting, honestly. Yeah. And
it's just this idea that any black woman black of any skin tone can play any person of any tone and they'll have the same significance.
And the issue with that is that it's not taking into context what a huge role colorism plays.
Yeah. If you don't see colorism, if you don't understand it,
yeah,
then it's like the... It wasn't whitewashing.
Clearly, the director understood colorism, though, because that's why that prosthetic nose went on Zoe Saldana's nose and why her skin was darkened.
It seems like a response to it. It seems like a response to backlash. Like, I don't know.
I think they were always going to do that with the... Oh, I thought they were always going to do that.
Mm.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Me either, then. But it's just shitty. Why would you darken... Why would you just... Oh, we could just make her darker. Why don't you cast...
It's really terrible.
They're like...
And this is what happens in Hollywood. Like, yeah. Darker skinned... black actresses in general get nothing.
Yeah.
So,
and that's why,
and when
why
a role does go
to
a black woman, it's
cast.
A light-skinned black mm-hmm. woman often.
Exactly. That's why it's hard to keep casting... Like hard from like a, I don't even call it hard. I guess it's like bigoted and racist. But like you can't put an actress into a role,
mm-hmm.
and that no one knows and expect Hollywood to back you because they need assurance. But if you're not putting these black women into roles to begin with, there's never going to be a pool of notables.
Exactly.
Like unless you get famous from television and then move your way
mm-hmm.
into mm-hmm. like Hollywood features. But it just creates an environment where no one can get big because mm-hmm. you can't back anybody.
Exactly.
And fuck that shit to begin with.
Word.
That's why I really, you know, I realize it's on one long walk. I think I just want to sustain myself with independent art because I don't want to be at the, I don't want to be like
back
beholden to these gatekeepers
of, yeah, exactly.
who are catering to racist audiences.
Exactly.
Is that how I'm going to spend my life?
I don't want
no,
to.
No, I'm not going
I
to choose
to
do it.
I feel you. Other people who would have been better for the role. Top choice. One, two, three, go.
Viola Davis. I don't know if she can sing,
mm-hmm.
but like in terms of acting
mm-hmm.
and I think appearance as well,
mm-hmm.
I think she'd be great.
She definitely would be great. Yeah. I feel like that totally would have been the case if, this project was being pushed now because mm-hmm. she's huge with How to Get Away.
Exactly.
But, at the time, Zoe Saldana was the it girl.
Exactly.
The my black. Choice... Uzo Aduba, who plays Crazy Eyes in Orange is the New Black. Looks wise, totally. Acting chops, she's got
yeah.
it. And then she can fucking sing.
Yeah,
I don't know if she's in
sing.
The same range as Nina Simone, because she's like mad high and Nina Simone's mad low, and that's the extent of my musical knowledge.
Yeah,
but,
not
too... Yeah, she can sing.
Brian Encinia, the Texas state trooper who arrested Sandra Bland, has officially been fired by the Texas Department of Public Safety.
The officer who pulled over Sandra Bland has officially been fired.
Nice.
This trooper, Brian T. Encina?
Mm-hmm.
He was 30, officially fired. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is... I mean, it's she's still okay. dead, you know?
She's
like,
still dead. He's
who
still,
hung her in prison?
Yeah, no one's on trial for
killing her.
but
the man who pulled her over and didn't
do the
right
thing at all.
Yeah.
There was, like, three main things that...
He did.
Yeah.
One was for, like, escalating. It was, like, he failed to remain composed.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, if he's getting fired for that, like, there's so many officers... Who should be
right,
fired
exactly.
for not
what he's really
being
getting
killed.
Fired for is because there was because
the big story.
Exactly. He's also on trial for perjury right now for lying about the circumstances
mm-hmm.
under which he arrested her in the first place.
Well, and if that was how it was, a lot of officers across this country
yeah,
would
right.
also be fired.
And then unfortunately he would only being tried for that, he would only be subjected to a year in jail if he was found guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And like $1,000 fine. But yeah, so like, a very measly amount of
yeah.
justice being served.
And then, can he not... Oh, maybe he can't apply to be a police officer elsewhere. I don't know what that... Because, like, there's stories of, like...
I think it depends on the department. Because
right?
there are other officers who have been fired in other places who get jobs.
At other precincts.
Yeah.
Like, or just put in similar positions. Like, the guy who flipped that girl over in that desk and dragged her. That
yeah.
whole horrible thing.
Yeah.
That guy had been, like... He had had other... complaints filed against him and he was still put in a position
exactly.
So I don't know what that means. Maybe this guy's just like a
you
lesson.
Would hope that some idiot police department wouldn't hire the officer who arrested fucking Sandra Bland. Yeah. No, I mean, I would hope they wouldn't hire shitty cops in the first place. They do all the time.
Yeah.
But this would be really stupid on their part. Exactly. Because this is a huge story.
He's a it seems like he'd be a liability.
Yeah.
You know?
One might think.
He's not like a household name, but if someone like, you could Google
if someone
him.
Just simply Googles, yeah, or recognizes his face.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, exactly.
So going out, making people feel unsafe.
Yeah.
So that happened, and I guess that's, you know, that's good news. I feel like I'm always happy when I'm always happy, thrilled. It feels good to hear when people are like brought in for doing shitty things.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a good feeling. It's mm-hmm. like a, okay,
mm-hmm.
But ultimately, it probably wouldn't have happened.
The thing is that like her family doesn't even know what happened to her to this day.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing a wrongful death suit against, I guess, that police department, and that's mm-hmm. set to go to trial next January 2017.
Okay. Wow, so, that's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
We'll hear about it when it... These things take time. Like, all these families are just, like, suffering, paying really mad sad. Money, getting it's a lot really of attention, sad. Hate mail probably as well as support and love.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to go through that. Black mm-hmm. people aren't... We're not doing this shit to ourselves.
Yeah.
And he found the inappropriate pictures of myself, and he took pictures from his cell phone of that, and then he told the whole class that he would send them to whoever he wanted them.
Last but not least, a teacher from a high school in South Carolina was forced to resign because student found her nudes on her phone and distributed them, and she was forced to leave.
What a dick kid, first yeah. of all.
She left.
It seemed like he had an issue with her.
Yeah, because the students were like, your day of reckoning is coming. But, you know, kids can be angry sometimes.
What the fuck was he so mad?
He was just upset.
Your day of reckoning?
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
So sounds like a Columbine shooter in the fucking making.
Except
like,
with nudes.
He sounds not okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the kids.
Kids these days. Your day of reckoning is upon you.
So yeah, her nudes were sent around
yeah.
to school. And
so yeah, he took her phone from her desk.
Took a picture of...
Went to the gallery, yeah. saw a nude that she sent to her husband.
It's mad malicious.
Yeah, took a picture of it and was like, anybody wants this, I'll send it to you. And of course all the kids were like, yeah we want to see it. Miss Arthur naked.
Sorry, just the way you said it. It's just a bummer. It's sad. It's yeah. like, I guess you gotta be safe, but you don't expect somebody to go through your phone, find your nude, and then distribute it online.
And even if you do expect it, don't fucking do that.
Yeah, just don't do it.
Yeah. Who cares?
It's
like,
it's a shitty...
She totally was not her fault.
To
don't touch, don't touch her phone.
Yeah. Don't touch her shit.
Yeah, that was
not yours.
Yeah. The kid was in the wrong, honestly.
She went to the bathroom or something.
Yeah,
he was way in the wrong.
Like,
she shouldn't have had to resign.
No, not at all.
Maybe
because
she would have...
Because kids saw her naked.
Yeah, maybe she wanted to transfer somewhere. Or if she just wanted to stick through it and then be whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But people are, like, emailing her, like, sending her color copies of the nude or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's...
That's really weird.
It's
as
not
if
her
to
fault.
Say, like, she was, like, she left her phone there for the kids to find it because she was getting off on it and shit like that. Nah,
sometimes
he invaded her privacy.
Yeah, it's hard for teachers to, like, go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because if you're doing period after period and you just don't have time,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you have to use the bathroom real fast and you can't
mm-hmm.
get another teacher to cover your class,
mm-hmm.
you just gotta go. And
you
maybe you leave
go.
Your phone.
Yeah.
And then some vicious meanie.
Yeah.
Is a jerk.
Jeez. Yeah. And then saying that it's her fault is just...
Stupid
victim
blaming
for no reason.
Yeah.
Hope she gets her job back.
Yeah.
Or something.
Okay.
And that kid has his day of reckoning.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Some sort of.
And
maybe,
he's 16, so I feel like it's okay for me to say that.
Yeah, yeah. Some sort of like 16-year-old.
Not like
day
eight.
Of reckoning. I don't
yeah.
want him to hurt himself or get hurt.
No.
Just a reckoning. A simple reckoning.
A
you know?
Simple reckoning. Your simple day of reckoning is upon you.
That's it.
For
fuck that.
Now a quick word from our sponsors.
Which could be you.
Being us. Oh no,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You. Yeah, yeah.
So Sam and I recently decided that we're going to stay alive. And
right.
so if you want to help us do this.
We're not going to go broke.
So, yeah, so we set up an account on patreon.com.
Yes.
Which is
PATREON.
patreon.com/innerhoeuprising.
Yes.
You'll find us. And the way that this works is you can pay any amount.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like a subscription. So you can do $1 a month.
Patreon is a way where you can donate to
your favorite artist. Starving artist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Emphasis on the starving.
And we know if you're also starving too, you don't have to give. You don't have to give. We're still staying free. Like we're not gonna cost anything. So if you would like to support us, we will also offer you rewards. Mm-hmm. So we could just go back and forth.
Okay, so for $1 a month, we are offering our eternal love, gratitude, and we'll give you a personal thank you.
Yep, and personal could be
nothing
a DM,
tangible.
Twitter, Facebook, yeah. We'll say thank
just
you.
Just us saying thanks, guys. We really appreciate what you do.
For the cost of $2, if you pledge $2
per month,
you'll get per month. You'll receive a personalized shout out on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And it will get personal. If you want us to say something and talk to somebody specifically,
we'll curse that bitch Brenda out for you.
Yeah, you know what?
We'll Brenda.
We'll curse a bitch out.
For $2?
A month?
I'll curse a bitch out for free.
Yeah, and every time, every new month, we'll curse her out again.
Exactly.
So these rewards cycle.
Yeah. For $5 per month, you can send us a picture and we'll redraw it in a cute, fun, and funny way. It'll be posted to the Slam Pow Instagram with a special thank you.
Yeah, it's reverse fan art, basically.
Exactly.
So you get just like a shitty,
artistic rendition.
Except it'll be mad funny.
But it'll be mad cute and fun, yeah.
Your whole body can be made out of dicks. Like, I'm willing to get real creative. For the pledge of $10 per month, we know it's getting steep, but remember, you love us, and it's $10.
It's only $3 less than Netflix, man.
And you love us.
Yeah.
You can ask us anything in the world. Ask us anything, and we will respond with a handwritten letter. So if you want to be like, what do you like in bed? I will write it all out.
Details.
I'll tell you how I sleep.
Yes.
I drool a little bit.
Me too. So for $15 per month, we will draw you a nude picture of ourselves. Here's where it gets sexual. or a funny comic strip featuring you as the protagonist. And we'll post that as well to our Instagram page. Yeah. And that'll be great and fun. It'll look like shit.
Totally.
But it'll be like based the concept on real of us nude.
Based on a real nude.
Yeah, we were nude in theory.
So I will take an actual nude and then I will recreate it.
You can jerk off to that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And for $20 a month, everything is like cumulative. Mm-hmm. So like, you just get everything. So you got everything we've mentioned, and we'll chat with you on Skype for 30 minutes. And we'll hang out with you, answer questions, and you can just chill.
Yeah,
have fun.
I love it. So pledge. Once again, you can find that on patreon.com/innerhoeuprising. Patreon spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N.
Yeah. Thank you.
Back to the show.
Now, fuck it.
Our topic of the day. Is nudes.
All right.
Facing the rising sun. I don't know why that's in my head. Nudes begun. Let us snap on till nudity
is won.
Yeah. Take a picture of your dick and your breast and your butthole.
Take a pic of your hairy legs and vulva. We gotta stop. It's so much.
It was dumb and
I loved it, though. I liked the concept of it.
Loved it in theory. In execution,
it was rough.
So nudes. Yeah. Nudes are when you send nude photos to
someone else other than you.
Yeah, who you're probably interested in sexually.
In theory, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be taking nude pictures of yourself for yourself.
That's
by
true.
Yourself, and those are nudes.
Mm-hmm.
You can have your own. Yeah, so we all know what nudes are now.
Yeah.
After that.
Now that we've cleared that up. All right, some things on nudes.
Dick pics. Something soda cans don't.
Dick pics lie, soda cans don't.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess if you put your dick next to a soda can.
You know how large that dick
is. Yeah, you need some
perspective. But if you don't, any dick could look massive.
Because you could put
your... Or small, depending on, you know, what you're trying to convey.
Put your dick next to a tiny, like, little picture of a person.
A miniature
and
soda
make
can.
It, and make it look like your
it's
dick
It's a massive
is...
dick. Like in, like, a, it's like a miniature city. A miniature city. Yeah. My dick is as big as the Empire State Building, bitch.
Yeah, but I don't you really want that. Can't tell.
Like, yeah.
Or, like, lighting can be strained.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, your dick's a little shaded over
there. Yeah, right. That's why a lot of people put their dicks next to remotes.
Ah, and things like that. I see.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
You working with Time Warner or are you working with Verizon Fios over here?
That's me.
I think they have that's the what's same important. Size remote, actually.
That's what's important.
Yeah.
That's mad funny. I guess respectability in nudes.
We can go into that.
I feel
that.
Like people get shamed for sending nude pics or they definitely. Think it's, like, not, like, a... thing. I don't let people know I shared. Like, I've sent nudes to John and Thick Dick. That's it. I considered sending a sexy picture to Caramel Dick.
Okay.
But I was like, oh, unsolicited. Not going to do that.
Ah.
Yeah, I was like, oh, he might appreciate this. I'm like, oh, no, he wouldn't. He wouldn't. No one would. Don't send nudes to people if they don't ask for them. You might think it's like a fun, flirty thing, but I think it's always safe to ask first.
I think it's always safe to ask, but some people might like to be surprised.
Ah.
So I just don't know, honestly.
You could ask, would you ever like to be surprised?
That's what you gotta do. That's what you gotta do. Yeah, you gotta make the consent known, like the overarching consent, and then just do it whenever.
Just take all the dread out of a relationship. How do you feel about surprise nudes, surprise birthday parties, surprise sex? If you walk in one day and I just get down on my knees and blow you, would you like that?
Do you want to be woken up with head? Things like that.
Yeah, just prepare people.
That's actually a good idea. Have you ever been with someone and they received a nude? Or been with someone and you received a nude?
No.
So one time I was with 23 and just nudes came in. We were just in the car chatting and it was just like some finely pierced titties on his screen.
So...
yeah.
What happened after that?
He was like, that's funny. I just got nudes. And I was like, oh, who's that?
Who is 23, Sam?
My other boyfriend.
Woo! We'll go into more details later.
Yeah. Yeah, so that could always be interesting if they're just, like, with another romantic partner. And then what does that say? Like, maybe if you think that the person is with a romantic partner and you send nudes, is that, like, a... so like a challenge or something like that?
Or people might like that, though. It might
Who
turn
might
them
like
on.
It?
Whoever's receiving the nudes.
Okay.
Like, you might like the, like a sneaking, I don't know if it's like a sneaking around feeling, but like just like, oh, sending things when they shouldn't be seen.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know, I guess.
Who knows how it might be received?
People send, receive.
Collect.
Feel different ways about it.
Yeah, but yeah, I feel like
I want
so nudes. In terms of respectability politics and nudes, now I can tell you guys about Expose These Hoes and Pops on Blast.
Yeah, what is
so back in the diggity day when I was like in high school and stuff like that, maybe middle school too. I guess that's when like just phones with cameras were coming into play and people would send nudes or whatever. And it seemed like it was primarily straight younger men who were doing this, would like set up Facebook pages, or was it, it was either Facebook or MySpace or something like that, and maybe some Tumblrs too, but people would send in their submissions, aka nudes that they were getting from women, and put that on the page to quote unquote expose these hoes. And Pops on Blast was like putting hoes on blast, because pop was another word for ho or thought at the time.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was just like, damn, you were just seeing like girls you went to high school with and their nudes that they fucking sent to someone, not consenting for the whole entire network of the high school to see it.
Nope.
And everyone would.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the thing about that that bothers me is that it's not just like, it's not only exposing what that person sent to you without consenting to you that they wanted it to be shared with other people, but it's also saying that because they sent it out, they're a hoe.
Yeah, but who asked for it?
With the negative connotation of hoe.
Because you asked for that fucking picture.
Exactly.
I'll send it to you, and then you go and be like, oh, yeah, look at this bitch. She's so, like, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Why?
You probably jerked off to that picture.
And then
especially if you were in high school at the time.
Yeah, it's just, it's good old shaming women for being sexual.
Exactly. There were no expose these man hoes or anything like that. Those didn't exist. Correct me if I'm wrong if you're listening.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Send us some male nudes if you want to show us what you got, but don't.
That hairy ass.
Yeah, ask first if we would like to receive it.
Exactly.
And then we'll likely say yes, you know?
We probably would say yes. Just for the shits and
gigs. Right to the inner hole mailbox.
Yeah.
I think basically, ultimately, nudes are great.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's a matter of safety.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it can go so wrong.
Mm-hmm. Another implication about all that, I just realized I was in high school, under 18. That's all child pornography.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's why it's interesting for younger people to send nudes.
Yeah. Yeah. Even younger people, I'm pretty sure that two, like, minors, if they have sex with each other, that could be sex with each other. That could be considered statutory rape.
Because
there are two minors having sex.
I don't know about
Someone told me that.
I don't know about that. But I definitely know
we're not
that
spread misinformation here.
If you do send nudes of a minor and you are a minor, you can be registered as a sex offender and you're like on that list. And that fucks up some people.
Yeah. That really fucks you up for your whole life.
Yeah, not even if you like send it in a malicious way, if it's just like even on your phone, it could be like.
Yeah, so I guess.
That sucks. I don't agree with that.
Me either.
I feel like the laws about that should change. Send it?
Yeah, I think sex offender laws are extremely harsh and very like weird, catch-all, arbitrary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if you're 17, you send a pic of your
if you receive 17
year old titties. Well, if you as long as you receive it
yourself too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
I'm distributing my own child porn?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm taking advantage of myself.
What?
Yeah. That sucks.
That's annoying.
Yeah, so it's just dangerous to have. So I guess you don't want to keep nudes on your phone for too long. But I guess people keep their collections.
The nude collection. Other stories I have. I don't have many stories with nudes because I don't send them. I just see how other people interact with nudes.
Yeah, me too.
So several men have shown me nudes that they have of other people. And I'm just like, why are you doing that? What about my face says, yes, yes, I would like to see your nudes? Does anything about it say that?
It might be your left eyebrow. Something about the arch. It's just like,
she's interested. I know it. Yeah, I've had it over text, just like randomly sending me like, oh, this is a girl I hooked up with, and here she is naked.
Why?
Great.
Why?
I'm happy for you. Wait. She looks awesome, but like, why are you sending that to me?
How is it usually prefaced?
Sometimes it just happens. Sometimes it's like, oh, here's girls who I've hooked up with. Here's a picture. We'll be talking about girls they've hooked up with, and then pictures will happen.
Yeah, I don't need to see pictures of them naked.
I believed you. I didn't need proof.
Yeah. I believed that you had sex with that woman.
And then twice, so once I was with this kid, and he was just like, want to see my nudes? And he just pulled out the folder, and nudes were happening. I was like, oh, that's nice, man.
My nudes.
Real, real nice.
My fine curation.
Yeah, because it's like the folder. It's like the nudes folder. I don't know how many were in his. I don't remember. That was like earlier this year. Mm. And then 23 was like, so want to see my nakes?
My nakes!
Yeah, I don't know why he calls it that. And he just opened the folder, and there was just, like, mad nudes, and he was like, that's Tisha, and that's Sarah, and that's Randina. I'm just making up names. These aren't actual people.
I like Randina, though. I think that could make it into the American mainstream.
Randina Powell. Yeah, and those were a lot of nudes. Some were, like, sent in, some were via Snapchat. I don't know. I could ask. It was a lot, though.
I want to know.
It was more than 10.
Wow. That is
less than 5,000.
More than some, a little less than none.
Yeah.
Oh, numbers.
And then I asked, why did you show that to me? Like, later on, he was like, he seemed like the type who would be into it. I was like, I wasn't not into it, but I didn't particularly, like,
curious about the implications of into it, you know?
I didn't jerk off in his car to his nudes.
Yeah, because that wouldn't be the time to do that.
No.
I guess it
unless
could be.
You're into that.
Into car jerking off.
To someone else's nudes in their nakes folder. Yeah, man.
I mean,
those specific fetishes.
You know, it's happened.
Yeah. And then, okay, so we were on Periscope, and this other guy was talking about his nakes folder. So it just seems like a thing.
Yeah.
He says he collects them.
I guess, like, I've deleted all the ones that John has ever sent me just because, like, I'm too lazy to transfer things to Google Drive or to my computer. So I just delete things.
Very little effort.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, okay.
I love this picture, but I'll just destroy it forever.
I see him naked every day. We live together.
Yeah.
Sleep naked, so it's, like, very easy.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, there you are.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I feel like the nudes folder is, like, your personal curation of porn.
Yeah.
And people have made that porn specifically for you. So it's like a trophy.
Nice.
It's like a trophy. Like, these are my nudes.
You know, it kind of makes me want a new collection now. There's Jeffrey, Jeremiah, Gerald.
Lots of J's.
Jergen.
No one's ever sent me a nude.
Hmm. Have you asked?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not even Akeem.
Hmm.
I don't want that.
Okay.
If anyone's listening, please don't do that.
Never mind. Don't send it to the mailbox.
No, if it's in the inner home mailbox, it's fine. But I don't want like a nude on my iMessage or anything like that. Yeah.
I feel.
And then aside from Akeem, which I stopped doing about 3 years ago, I don't send him either. And also, no one asks. Very interesting.
You know,
because I've dealt with some high peak fuckboys. So, like, what's up with that? What about my face says that I won't send nudes, but I will look at yours?
I will look at your collection.
What is up with that? What is up with that?
That would be an amazing, like, fake museum. Just museum of nudes.
The NAICS. The NAICS Museum of L.A.
Wisconsin. It's in Wisconsin.
It's always in Wisconsin.
Definitely.
It's in Zagreb, Croatia.
Oh, Croatia.
Yeah.
I like taking nude pictures.
Yeah, it's a liberating experience.
I think for some reason, like, when I'm high, I'll just be, like, in the mirror, like,
saucy.
I don't know what it is.
Look at all this juice.
I'm like, wow, my nipple looks great today.
Just my nipple?
Just the left one. Pointed to my right just now.
Not so much.
Like, I don't know what it's about. I'm like, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
This is good. And then a part of me is like, yeah, this young body. But at the same time, like, when I'm 70, I'm also going to look hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, but maybe, I don't know. A part of me does want to do, like, an official nude photo shoot.
Yeah.
With, like, a set of photographers who takes nude pictures for people mm-hmm. all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be, like, some friend I'm paying $50.
Oh, no.
Like, I will do, like, a nude photo shoot with John.
Yeah.
And then we'll send those out when we're getting married.
Wow.
To the wedding.
My
wedding's
going
to be fucking awesome.
That sounds lit already.
It'll be, like, you can remove the blurkle to see the genitals. It's, like, it's the little blurs. They're called blurkles.
Are they actually called blurkles?
Yeah, blurkles.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, blurkle. And that's,
so
like,
cute.
if you want to see the address, you have to move the blurkle. So you see the address printed over my crotch and John's crotch. So you can't actually see our loins, as they say.
Yeah.
But, like, you have to,
that's
like,
a great idea.
It. You know what? Someone take that idea from me and make it happen.
Please.
Send it back to me.
We will go to your wedding.
It.
We will go to your
yeah.
wedding.
Yeah. But I'd totally do a nude photo album.
Would I do a nude photo shoot? I think so. Won't send them, but I'll do it.
I'll do one. Like,
yeah, that's. I feel like that's like the respectability politics of it all. Like, when it's art, it's okay. But when it's on your phone, you're a whore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I don't know. It's just because I want to be like vaguely famous one day.
Mm.
Like, just vaguely mean something in the media industry, and I don't want it all to come back to me.
You know what?
I'll send a picture in my bra,
if
though.
If it's going to come back to me, though, I want my nude to be, like, well-lit and funny. You know? It's like, look at her
yeah,
nude.
Exactly.
And it's like a well...
Joke's on you.
Yeah.
The best nude you've ever seen.
Exactly. Someone's like,
that makes
oh
sense.
My god, this is gorgeous.
That makes sense.
Well, like, the set design is dope as fuck.
Yeah.
It's, like, all, like, a bunch of, like, oranges. I don't know. I just imagine a world full of fruit. I'm just, like, laying in a giant banana.
No, it's beautiful.
As a tub.
I feel like we're speaking from a slight place of privilege as starving artists, though. Because I was, like, talking to my friend, and she works in STEM, like, the STEM field or whatever. So at her job, there's very few women in general. And then she's, like, in a position of power. Like, she's, like, a higher up there. So if, like, a nude were to leak... That's exactly what they need to bring her down.
Yeah,
the way that they
suck.
Already want to bring her down.
Yeah, I have nothing to lose right now.
Exactly.
And in fact, we're calling ourselves hoes. We've already lost a lot of opportunities.
A lot of things have been
but it's
released
fun.
On the internet.
Yeah. Think so. If you're gonna send nudes,
yeah,
there's this awesome like guide from Washington Post that went real deep into how to. It was like
very interesting
simple.
That someone wrote that.
Yeah, she was like, basically, we're all gonna send nudes. So while you're sending nudes, you might as well do it safely.
Exactly.
Like
that's the approach
positive.
That should be taken to everything in regards to sex.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. So basically, the things you want to do is keep the picture anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't want to, implicate yourself. Plausible deniability. Mm-hmm. You want to maintain plausible deniability.
Mm-hmm.
And, two, you want to make it anonymous.
Because,
mm-hmm. like pictures have...
It's like your tattoo shouldn't be showing.
Yeah. Or, you should cover your moles or whatever. No face, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's a different kind of nude,
mm-hmm.
obviously, because you're not doing your face or your
mm-hmm.
whole body.
Mm-hmm.
But just, like... I think the nude that I took, for example, that I loved and was very proud of. Did I talk about this
Shanika's proud as nude. No, you're talking about on Periscope.
Oh, okay. So I took this nude, sent it to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It was either John or Thick Dick. It was Thick Dick. And and it was like, I just felt like I had that elegant drapey hand thing.
Yes.
Gently draping my shirt up. That mm-hmm. way, like, the under breast
yes.
was showing.
The best
and
part of the boob.
It's my favorite part, you know? And, like, half, a little bit of my face, but, like, not really.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess someone can, like, in theory be like, oh, wait, but she has that haircut. A lot of people have that haircut.
Yeah, your hair could have been up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just combed real tight.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't want to implicate yourself. And then the second thing is to remove like the properties of the text of the picture. So like you can go into your picture's properties and like erase like how it's been sent. This, if you look up,
that's a great idea.
If you look up Washington Post safe sexting guide, you'll find it. And it goes into like how to do it on a Mac and how to do it on a Windows computer.
Wow.
And then once you have your like traceless image, you then send it with an app that doesn't record your phone or whatever. I think CoverMe is one of the apps that people use.
That's annoying that you have to do all this stuff.
It's a lot, yeah. It's a lot.
It's like, who's going to actually do this?
Exactly.
Nobody.
But if it did happen, it could, like, really be hurtful.
Yeah, if you want to hear the... Yeah, exactly.
So that's one way to safely sext.
Yeah.
But I didn't download CoverMe. I'm not going to go...
I will never download CoverMe.
Yeah. No offense to CoverMe.
No.
Maybe I will someday. But as of right now, I'll never do it.
I just feel like then you have to ask whatever partner you're sexting with to then download CoverMe, and it just gets weird.
Yeah,
it's kind of like using a dental dam type thing.
Yeah.
Like, huh, what do you think of me? You should, but will you? Nah.
Nah, but you should.
Do as I say, not as I do. There's also Snapchat.
Yeah, but nothing stops people from screenshotting.
They can screenshot on CoverMe too, right? Isn't that what it said?
Yeah, but there's no, it doesn't link to your phone number.
Okay, I mean, Snapchat, the screenshot's not going to link to you.
Yeah.
It's just the fact that someone's taking a screenshot.
Yeah.
But then they,
But they know who who's snapping them, right?
Or yeah, no? Snapchat will notify, they didn't used to, but they'll now notify you
when
of the fact that somebody's taking a screenshot. And there's, like, this stupid internet rumor going around that if you, take a screenshot while your phone's on airplane mode, it won't notify the person, but it will.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so there's no workaround.
Yeah, so don't fuck around.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be rude.
Yeah.
And also, I wonder, like, so if you're not in a position of power, or even if you are in a position of power, and you're nude, like, is someone looking for your nude? I guess if people are looking into your background and trying to find dirt on you, your nudes would be the dirt.
Yeah.
This podcast will never be dirt, though.
No, because we make it.
I love it.
Not dirt.
Yeah, it's not dirt. It's gold.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess your nudes. Yeah, you don't want anyone to be able to find it ever, anywhere.
Yeah, if you were, like, Hillary Clinton.
Her nudes
are
all
up in her iCloud, trying to find her nudes, but...
Yeah, but they can't find any.
Exactly.
Celebrity nudes?
Oh, we can talk about that. I don't look at those anymore.
You know what? I only looked at a lot of them yesterday for this podcast.
For the purpose of
It was like 100 top celebrity nudes.
Yeah.
Saw a lot of Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay.
Saw mad people.
See, there used to be a time where it was like... Well, I don't know if it's ever really ruined anybody's career, but there used to be, like, a strong backlash, like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Vanessa Hudgens is naked, but she was in a movie called High School Musical one time.
Yeah.
She's always for the kids for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
But ever since, like, the Jennifer Lawrence leak happened, I think that was, like, two or three years ago.
That's the last major
and there was, like, a lot of leaks happening. A lot of, like, I could feel like because feminist discourse is, like, so mainstream now, everybody was like, fuck that.
Yeah.
We don't care if they've taken nudes. The people who leaked them totally violated their privacy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Even though it's not
most people. It's an okay atmosphere.
I can imagine, like, non-feminists, which is most people in the country, being like.
Yeah, but it hasn't stopped Jennifer Lawrence from getting any
roles.
Yeah,
she's fine.
She wasn't, like, removed from the Hunger Games or anything like that.
Yeah.
Which is something that might have happened in the past.
I also, like, don't like them. It's, like, weird and personal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to see somebody else's. Like, if they weren't sent to me for my purpose.
Yeah.
Or like, they're sending it to me.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. They don't have to be taken for me.
Yeah.
Like just seeing people, like, in their private
moments. Yeah, it's kind of creepy. I feel like I'm violating them.
Yeah, I was like, ugh.
Which some people probably get off on.
I got really far, though.
Yeah.
But
I think the last nude I looked at was Amber Rose, because she's a beautiful woman. But, yeah, that felt weird, too.
Yeah, it's like, you didn't intend this for me,
random. It was not for Samantha.
Random 22-year-old in New York City. Like,
what if it was?
People also, like, do, like, and also it's people, like, doing, like, personal sexy faces, and they don't always look quite sexy. They just look weird and awkward. And it's like, I don't want to see you like this.
Oh, no.
I want to see you at your prime.
See, and this is why I don't send nudes. Look at Sam. She looks all weird and awkward here in my folder of nakes.
Wasn't Sam's best picture. So then why is it saved to
Four
your computer?
Out of 10.
It's in your collection.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Ah, and a big question I had is, what if you're a vampire?
I didn't get that.
Because, like, they don't show up in reflections or pictures. So vampires can't send
me your nudes. There's nothing here.
So
I sent it. I did.
Just I did,
like,
I swear.
It's like an empty bra.
That's funny.
It's like, oh,
empty
shit.
Empty bra and panties.
You a vampire?
Revenge porn. You know what that is?
Not really.
It's like when people have broken up with their significant other or whatever, they'll just, like, release the sex tape that they made with them, or whatever news that they put with that was sent to them. So there was this site that was huge a couple of years ago called Is Anyone Up? And it was ran by some guy. I think his first name was Matt, but whatever. Fuck him. So he...
That's all you gotta know.
I think he started this site to get back at, like, one of his exes or whatever, and then he invited people to send in nudes of their exes. And not only would they, like, post it on, like, a blog type thing, but everybody would make fun of whatever nude it was. It was really terrible.
Yeah, so that's just, like, disgusting.
Yeah, it was awful. I think he was, like, tried for...
Oh, shit.
Like, illegally distributing...
Child porn. Who knows how old people were on that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember exactly what he was tried for, but yeah, so revenge porn is a thing.
Yeah, it's like, okay, that's your relationship terrible. Didn't work. You should... I feel like you're better off moving on than you are trying to hurt the other person by, like, violating them.
Mm-hmm. And that... Therein lies the cultural shift of nudes, or the shift in the culture of nudes, rather. So several of the guys who have shown me their nudes have, like, lamented on the fact that girls don't send nudes like they used to because corny-ass niggas are exposing these hoes. So really, when you do that, you ruin it for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Keep the nudes to yourself and they'll keep coming.
Exactly.
What else? Oh, how could I ever take a picture of this fabulous ass? Is something I wrote down?
Gotta use a mirror.
Yeah, the Belfie. Yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot that people did that.
Oh, the back selfie?
I think that's when, I think Jennifer Lawrence, or maybe it was Scarlett Johansson.
Did a Belfie.
Yeah, she, like, took a picture in the mirror and her ass was there.
That's how you
got it. I forgot that you could do that. The other day I was trying to send a picture of my ass to Akeem with panties on. Okay. I was, like, on my yoga mat, because I do yoga in underwear, and I was just like... fucking curling my spine all the way around. It was mad hard to take it, to, like, actually press the button to have my ass look good.
Was it in focus?
For it to be in focus, for the light from my window to be hitting it. It's mad hard. Like, you just gotta get a tripod for this shit or something if you don't have a great mirror. Yeah. Obviously, I don't have a great mirror.
But you do have a tripod.
Exactly. Utilize your resources,
do you consider,
man.
So nudes, do you mm-hmm. have? You don't have to be fully naked. You could be partially naked. Or what if you're just in a bra and panty?
I don't know if that's nudes or not.
Because, like...
I wouldn't consider that nudes.
I wouldn't, but I know some people would.
Okay.
But also...
I sometimes send those.
Just like also Lizzie Kaplan.
Mm-hmm. From Masters of Sex. Yeah.
You see her topless all the time. And in then Masters her nudes are online. And I'm yeah. like,
so
why is
what?
This a big deal?
Who cares? Yeah, we've all seen her
naked.
Tits.
Yeah. I've seen her tits.
Yeah. That's interesting.
It's like, okay.
And it's the fact that she sent it privately that people get off on.
Yeah, I wonder if it is just the violation of her privacy that
Maybe.
People enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, that. I feel like that would be why revenge porn is a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's
no, totally.
Anger driving
yeah.
that.
They didn't like, oh, you have this, distribute it widely. I'm okay with this.
Exactly.
And they wouldn't be doing it.
Exactly. What
oh,
else?
Man.
Disembodied penises or vaginas. Not a fan.
You
just
know,
like singular body
me
parts.
Me either. I like seeing the whole package.
Exactly.
But it's not safe to do that, so.
Yeah. I don't want to have sex with a dick. I want to have sex with, like, a person.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a dick.
Yeah.
Or a vagina.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I hear you there.
That's all I've got.
I think, you know, I feel like that's most of it.
Yeah.
So I guess that's it for... Fuck it!
Fuck it! Yeah, I forgot.
On to...
Fuck me! Fuck me is the segment where we talk about ourselves.
Oh, shit! Oh, fuck me!
Yeah.
Us.
Should I go first?
City, fuck we.
Fuck we. Fuck we. Okay, so I have two boyfriends now. That's it, and that's the end of the story. What should I say? This is weird because I told you everything already.
Yeah, but you can retell it.
Or
not. How did it happen, Sam?
So, this is 23, the kid who I've been seeing for like 3 months now or whatever. So on Monday, he was like, I can't do this anymore, and I don't want to do this anymore. And it was like when he first woke up or something like that, or went to sleep. I don't really remember.
Aww.
Okay, so Sunday, he was like being a little bit passive-aggressive or whatever. And then he woke up the next day and like kind of explained why he was being so passive-aggressive, and it was because he just did not see the trajectory of the relationship going well because he wants monogamy and I don't.
Mm-hmm.
specifically monogamy with me, and that's not going to happen because I have no intention of breaking up with Akeem or anything like that. So I was just like, well, that sucks. Gotta listen to Mad Adele and get the fuck over this. And as I was doing that, I guess he talked to a friend. And the friend was basically like, is this really something that you can end right now? Like, basically saying, do feelings go away because you said you want them to go away that fast or whatever? Nope. So I guess she encouraged him, said friend, encouraged him to feel things out and try things out or whatever. So then it was all fine and we were talking again. Then the next day he was going on like a road trip of sorts with his family. Oh,
sweet.
And I was like on speakerphone or whatever and we were talking. And then his sister was like, you're on the phone with your girlfriend or something like that? And he was like, that's not my girlfriend. I don't know if that part actually happened, but I feel like that's how the conversation started. And then she was like, because you know that's your girlfriend, right? And he was like, is it? And then he was like, you want to be my girlfriend, Sam?
How old was this person, this girl?
The sister?
Yeah.
22 or something like that.
Because you know that's your girlfriend.
You know that's your girlfriend, right? Well, she said it like that. And then he was like, want to be my girlfriend, Sam? And I was like, sure. And in my head, I'm like,
in the car?
Yeah.
On speaker?
Yeah.
Whoa. It's a hard place to say no.
Right.
I would never say no. I'd be like, yeah.
Like proposing in public.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll talk to you later.
I was just kidding. Yeah, I mean, so then after that, we talked about it or whatever. And I was like, are you being serious? And he was like, would you be being serious? And I would be being serious. All the grammar is gone right now.
Fuck grammar.
Because I just feel like that's already what it was in the first place, aside from labeling it girlfriend, boyfriend. My stomach is growling really loud right now. Yeah. Because we talk all the time, hang out, go on dates, kiss, have sex.
Get into fights, make up.
Yeah.
Support each other emotionally.
Yeah, at this point I've met a significant portion of his family. He hasn't met mine because they don't know I'm a polyamorous whore, but yeah. Yeah, I just feel like nothing really quite changed. And I said to him, what does that label mean to you? And he said, not much, honestly, aside from the fact that I'd be claiming you. But I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't. I guess
I think that just
don't.
Means that he's telling people
that you're his girlfriend.
Yeah, whatever that means to him.
Although, there's something about saying someone's your boyfriend or your girlfriend that feels like a... It gives it a sense of, like, official...
validity.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes it, even though nothing has changed, it's like... And because it's like when people hear, like, oh, that's my girlfriend. Like, oh, that's the your one and only, whatever.
But so, that's not what it means to... Oh, my God. I'm not even hungry. Oh, shit. I had a chickpea salad for lunch. For
breakfast.
Yeah, my dad forced it upon me.
That fiber is failing you.
Exactly. That's what's happening. Yeah.
But I guess, yeah, claiming is strange, though.
Yeah.
It's just saying, it's just our relationship to each other is this thing.
And I'm telling.
And I can tell people.
Other people.
I guess it also makes it simple because you don't say, well, this is a girl that I'm seeing.
That's true.
And we really like each other a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you don't have to go through all that. You can just be like, that's my girlfriend.
Yeah, I can stop saying my boo thing because, who wants to say that?
Yeah.
I hate saying that.
It just makes
that's
it
not
easy.
How I talk. And I don't want to say bae because that's weird too.
I think bae is a strange word. I've always thought it was strange. Just letting you know now.
Oh,
I've always thought bae was a weird word. Why bae?
I don't know.
But, you know, whatever.
Yeah. So that happened, like, 2 days ago, and I was just, like, holding on to it over, like, reflecting on it in my mind or whatever. And then yesterday, as I was coming home with Akeem from somewhere, I told Akeem, and he was just like, this is mad surreal. And it is. I imagine it's surreal for all parties involved, like... Who the fuck am I? I'm not hot shit, but I could say I have two boyfriends, and that's really weird.
Got two boyfriends.
Yeah, like this is not how I imagined my life going at like 23, jobless.
It's like what
two boyfriends.
It's like what a third grader would be like. That's my boyfriend there, and that's my boyfriend.
That is
there,
exactly what it's. You're all my boyfriends. You'll always be my boyfriends.
It is pretty surreal.
Yeah, and then like Akeem is like my girlfriend's boyfriend, and then 23 is like. My girlfriend's what? It's just
yeah. No, it's
very interesting.
It's a thing. You're in that realm of relationship space that very few people are in.
Yeah, things are just like
cloudy.
Yeah,
no one knows about it.
It's a nebulous.
But yeah, that is a thing. My partner's partner.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, I feel weird though because I like still live in my parents' house.
It's fine.
I have two boyfriends. I feel like I should have my own, like, combine or something like that.
You have one apartment for him, one apartment for the other guy, and then you in the middle.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Then I gotta have another apartment for my hoes.
I think,
like, I didn't forget about your hoes.
The idea that, like, you need to be, like, financially independent before you do take certain steps in relationships.
That's capitalistic bullshit.
It is. It totally is.
And I'm totally,
like,
buying,
well,
into that.
Because, like, you know, how much you love somebody doesn't
change. Has
nothing
to do with that.
I guess, like, yeah, you could totally be married and still be living with your parents.
That's totally true.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't change, like, your idea of commitment is still the same.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to make that ideal clear with somebody else, you just do it. Bam. It happened.
That's mad true.
So, you're a boss. You got two boyfriends?
When I was in Philly with my friends, when I was just talking to 23, and he was, like, my boo thing, but not my boyfriend or whatever, one of my friends was like, damn, Sam has two boyfriends and I can't even get a text back.
Aww.
And I was like, that's not the case right now, but now that it is, I'm making mad memes. I'm shoving it in everybody's face. No, I'm just kidding. It'll all be fine.
Y'all hoes can't get dick. I got me too.
I got me two dicks. No, I'm not bragging at all. I really don't want that to, like, go in my head or anything like that. It's also not an easy situation, you know?
No, especially with...
Like, you have to put mad emotions into, like...
Two people.
Yeah.
I mean, you consider it having, like, two... I guess, you know what?
Children. Because they're both babies. No, I'm kidding.
Because, like, you put a lot of effort into your friends.
Exactly.
And
you, I feel like you put more effort into your romantic relationships.
Yeah,
just
you
because
just get way more detail.
Romance needs to be sustained in a way that friendship
does can just kind of. So, yeah.
Yeah.
This will just track the progress as it and see how it is.
Yeah, we'll see. Watch me have no boyfriends next week. Oh, no. Sam really fucked that up fast. Crash and burn. Nah, I hope not.
Lost both. God. Aww.
Yeah.
All right.
Fuck me. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
I guess now to fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a lot has happened. What was the last? We didn't do a fuck me last week, right?
No.
All right. So I guess, like, let's see. It's two not really major. Mm-hmm. One thick dick told me via Facebook message that he was seeing somebody else.
What a medium.
And he didn't text me about it. After I just, well, it's because I was drunk one night and I was on a stripper pole.
Yes,
it
as
was
you should be.
With white girls, like, cheering me on. It was weird.
Sometimes
it was,
they're the best cheerleaders.
It was just the white girls. I'm like, you know, this is a good day.
White girls really appreciate it when black women dance.
Yeah. That's why,
and, like,
that's
sometimes
why it feels
it's a weird way. Sometimes it's in a weird way. Like, look at that ass.
Yeah.
Stop. And then sometimes they'll hit your ass.
And then
and that's when
stop.
I have to be like, all right, Brenda.
but when it's encouraging and kind and sweet...
Mm-hmm.
And you can sense that. I didn't. I was drunk, so I didn't get a good sense of anything. But I was mad drunk, and I texted him. I was like, yo, when are we going to fuck again? Because that's what I do.
Mad aggressive.
And then the next morning, I was like, I'm so sorry about that. I was very drunk.
Yeah.
And he just didn't respond. I'm like, interesting that he didn't respond.
That's annoying.
But I was also like, didn't care as much, because I was like, well, he's just a slow responder to me. I don't know how he responds to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I... And then, like, we were just talking, because I heard something, I was listening to some, like, a storytelling thing, and I was like, oh, wow, Thick Dick would really be interested in this thing. So I sent him the links, and then, or maybe I sent the links after, I'm like, yo, I gotta have these links I want to share with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he, like, let me know that he started seeing somebody, and monogamy is implied, and sorry if that leaves us at, like, a sexual impasse or whatever.
Okay.
And, like, I'm like, all right, fine. But, if you know, like, the moment I received it, I felt like...
No.
But then that was, like, just in, like, the first moment.
Yeah, that was your I have to
second,
listen to Adele moment.
Second number one. Second number two was, like, I...
The Beyonce moment.
Yeah,
that
just
to the left,
swift,
to the left.
Exactly. Yeah. Swift and immediate apathy, which I realized, you know, after the next day was just covering some feelings of hurt and sadness.
And then you became a real person.
And now I don't care, because I haven't thought about it until... this podcast.
Good.
And it turns out, like, I know who it is.
That's interesting.
Which,
that's rough.
Yeah. Like, he did, the thing is, he didn't tell me who. I just found out who.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And for a moment, it made it feel better. I guess the issue is...
That you
is,
knew who it was?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Okay.
But then, like, I had to just make her an acquaintance on Facebook. That way I don't see her things or her chats. I just need to not see anything but from anyone. And I guess ultimately it's not like... He was a nice guy, and just clearly there wasn't a connection in the same way there was a connection with this. I guess it's just, like, the feeling that you're comparing yourself to the other person. It's like, what was I not? What was I lacking? Why didn't this work? And it's like, I'm fully aware that there's just chemistry between people. Some people it works out, some people it doesn't. But that still, like, doesn't help stop me from feeling like, oh, I did something wrong, or I'm not good enough, or I'm not pretty enough, I'm not smart natural enough, emotions. Whatever. Yeah, it's just, like, the natural...
That you just gotta work through and...
Yeah, and then, because I know it's just chemistry. So instead of, like, coming to terms with, like, it's chemistry, everybody has their own thing, I'm just dedicating a lot of energy not thinking about it. Just gonna put all this energy into a marketing plan.
Good! That's great.
And then the second, channeling I guess the energy. Second major event was, I like told Dick I'll never have, that I just wouldn't hang out with him ever again. Maybe 2 weeks ago. Because I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, I have a lot of feelings for this guy. And I was like looking up the symptoms, not the symptoms, the signs of an emotional affair, basically. And like, I'm like, wow, it seems like I've had an emotional affair with this, a one-sided emotional affair. with this man for a long time. And I was like, oh man, I've got to treat it like I'm married to John and like I'm cheating on my spouse with this man emotionally. And I just got to treat it like that. And one of the things that you get rid of, the way you end that and the feelings is you just distance yourself and you say goodbye. I did this after though. I just told him, I was like, I can't hang out with you. Because I don't know, when I'm around him, it's just great. He's just got like a ball of gravity and light and he's fun to be around. And it sucks that I like him that much. I'm like, well, just one-sided chemistry situation.
Yeah.
Just like one, it's not even magnets, because magnets are attracted to each other.
He's the fridge and you're the magnet.
Exactly. I don't want to be stuck to a fucking fridge.
Nah.
I gotta go, I'm like those like Jamaican fruit magnets. I gotta go be a real piece of fruit
somewhere.
Why do
we all have those?
Right?
Very interesting.
So I told him that, and then he was just like, oh, and what did I do? I told him that, and I was like, but I, you know, think you're funny, smart, awesome. I said really nice things. Keep kicking ass. And then he was like, thank you, I will. And that was his response.
So odd.
And I was like, oh, shit.
It's like, did he even internalize what you said at all?
Yeah. It's like, okay. So
if
you,
so, why did he think that was
really don't
a nice
care.
Exactly.
You just really don't give any fucks whatsoever.
Didn't even care enough to, like, respond
to
in a nice way.
Yeah. I was like, oh, God.
Give some semblance of closure.
Yeah. So then the same
thanks,
night.
Thanks, I will.
So the same night that I texted Thick Dick, when are we gonna fuck, I also texted Dick I'll Never Have, and I was like, I guess I was feeling very insecure about like my decision. So I was just like letting, I was like, hey, I don't know if I did the right thing. It's just I really like you, and I like don't know what to do because it's blah, blah, blah. It's just like that drunk rambling, but also the very honest everything that I actually needed to get out.
Yeah.
And I guess I ended it with, like, do you hate me? Because that's how that's what I ask everybody. Because no one's
so
going to be
I.
like, yes, I hate you. So knowing that
I'm just
person...
waiting for the day, though. Because I ask that a lot as well.
The thing is, once someone says I hate you, then it's very clear.
Exactly. That's how
okay.
you proceed.
Then I'm like, all right, fuck you.
Exactly.
Once you're like, okay, I don't hate you, it just relieves a burden. An impossible burden.
Exactly.
That wasn't even there. And I think he responded like, I care for you in a non-sexual way. And like, yeah, that was the first thing, that I care for you in a non-sexual way. And then I was like, okay, thanks. And then he followed it up with, it's not like you're not attractive or sexy. It's just that I can't respond to you sexually right now. And
fuck,
I was
man.
Like, it's this is like the epitome of the mixed signal
yes,
situation.
That is the mixed
what
signal.
What the fuck? And so I just responded, okay. Which I love, because he says he'll, like, respond to things with just an okay.
Yeah.
And it makes me so upset.
Yeah, that makes everybody upset.
It's like,
nobody wants that.
Please say more.
You don't write a thesis for someone to respond okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't just, you can at least tell that someone has given you a great amount of time and emotion. Just at least acknowledge those things, especially if you care for me as a friend.
Yeah.
Like, you're just a cold person. But he's not a cold person, and he's not a bad texter. He is a bad texter. But anyway, so it was okay. And then I feel good about me responding okay to that. Because it's just like, okay. It just feels like even ground. It just feels like, all right, then all is...
We both don't care.
Yeah, except, Like, what do you mean? I don't care for you sexually, but it's not like you're not sexy and attractive.
I just can't respond. See, and this is where we ask for listener advice, because I can't fathom what he means. And the fact that you told him that he was a mixed signal earlier, and he was like, no, I don't. I don't send signal. Those. That was completely a mixed signal that he sent you. Mad I don't know what's going on in his head.
Kiss me on the mouth 3 times
I don't get this
night.
Man. I really
me
don't.
Either.
I don't understand him at all.
He just might be drunk, you know? I might only see him when he's drunk, so I'm just seeing a drunken side of him at all.
That part makes no sense.
And then I saw him the other day, because I was visiting a place where he was there, and he was, it was like an awkward wave.
That's weird.
And so, it wasn't terribly awkward.
Yes, just, it was.
It was, because I look over at the door, and he's just in the door looking at, like, I assume it's just the group of people I was with. But, like, why are you just standing there looking? Like, if we were being loud and disrupting him, I'm sure he would be like, hey, do you mind being quiet?
Nope, you were just standing there, and he was just standing there, and your eyes met, and awkwardness ensued. Yeah. What the fuck?
So, that happened a long time ago, so I'm feeling, like, very mellow and chill about it.
Good.
I just gotta take it week by week. Like, when I have those weak moments, when I want to text him, it's gonna be like, remember how happy you'll be when you don't do this.
Exactly.
And then also, like, I don't want to put myself in a position where I say something and he can just respond in a really heartless way that just upsets me.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep putting myself out there to be hurt and interact with his, like, fuzzy ball of nonsense.
Makes mad sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing the best thing for you.
And then, I guess the last thing. No, I think that's it, actually. Because I think throughout the fuck that I, like, talked about, like, I guess I'm just realizing how important me being successful is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was thinking about, like, myself as an artist. Mm-hmm. And, like, it sounds mad vague. I just hate sounding like this. But, you know, whatever.
I feel like that's because artists get shitted on and, like, yeah, art is it just sounds
mad,
like a vague thing. But it's true. That's what...
Mad art stigma.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So I was thinking about, like, you know, sometimes I put pressure on myself as an artist to do things that have a message or whatever. And I feel like all that matters to me, I've decided, is that I become the best writer I could possibly ever be, and whatever comes out of me naturally, I think is personally good. A statement, one, because just because of who I am as a thinker, and who where my position in society, so me succeeding is already, like, a hard fucking thing. Unlikely. It's unlikely that I'll have my own television show, but I'm like,
but you will, though.
But at the same time, like, oh yeah, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, totally. Will
I just gotta do the shit I need to do.
Mark these words.
Yeah. But, like, just realizing, okay, if I put just a lot of love and care and channel that energy, like, I'm gonna actually, like, do some, like, redirecting. So when I am thinking about Thick Dick, or I am thinking about Dick I'll Never Have, I'll be like, wait, what do I have to work on with my writing? I'm just gonna, be like, poof, poof, just transfer it. And eventually, I'll never think about writing ever again. So,
good,
yeah.
Man.
So I guess that's my emotional life. And I've been really enjoying John. So I guess that's it for...
Fuck me! Now on to fuck you!
This is where we hear your stories.
Yes.
Your comments, concerns, but mostly your amazing stories that just make us laugh.
Send that all to ihupodcast@gmail.com.
We love them.
Yes.
Hearing from you.
All right, so we're going to start off with a testimony about nudes. And this is from Kavisha. Because I forgot to ask her if she wanted a nickname or not.
Kavisha's a nice-ass name.
Kavisha. Very similar to Randisha.
Randisha. Just add Nisha. Samisha.
Samisha. All right. Kavisha writes, hey, y'all. So about sending nudes and receiving an unenthusiastic response. It's not something I'm new to or think I'm immune to, but it really happens to me now. When I was a young, bright-eyed 18-year-old, though, let me tell you. I liked this boy a lot, and he liked me. Duh. But I would send him titties on the regular, and some days he'd want to eat me up, and other days he wouldn't respond for hours, and then when he would, the topic of conversation was not on how great my pics were. It's like he brushed right over them. We stopped talking to each other a few days later. Turns out my friend, who was still friends with him back then, said that he was just so shocked at how I went from sweet and innocent to nasty. He wasn't prepared to handle that. I also talked about nudes with my coworkers, and it turns out they weren't really fans of receiving them. They just don't enjoy them that much, especially when they're out and about, which to me is the best time. I think it's best to communicate with whoever you're sending nudes to so you two can be on the same page. Also, don't send nudes if you're trying to keep someone interested. It don't work. I tried. It ain't work. Thank you, Kavisha.
Thank you.
Great story. Or great testimony.
Wait, so he was surprised how... Was he asking for these nudes? He had been receiving them.
It seemed
them,
like
though.
She was just sending them. I don't think he asked.
But he had been receiving them, but I guess his perception of her just changed over time. He was just like, whoa, she a freak.
But she said that sometimes he wanted to eat her up for these nudes, and sometimes he didn't.
Yeah, because, like, the sexual attraction in him was like, I love these, but whatever society was telling him about women who send nudes was just like,
oh, I can't be with a whore.
Virgin hoe? Dichotomy? No.
No, I'm gonna leave this.
It was happening within him, yeah.
Ah, that's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't send nudes to keep somebody's interest either.
Yeah, I don't think it works. I mean, from experience.
Fight to keep somebody's interest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think you fight to keep a relationship that you think is good.
Mm-hmm.
And that has just hit a rough patch. But just to keep somebody's just general.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Yeah, if they're interested, mad then other people who will be interested in you.
Yeah.
So, this is a story from Nitsa. Hi, I'm Nitsa. I'm a new listener. My friend put me on specifically to your Hotep Nigga podcast because we always attract old-ass incest-smelling men. LOL. Y'all are great. Thank you.
Thank you.
So let me get to my story. Mm-hmm. Long story short, I've been single for about 7 years now, and I didn't have sex for 5 of those years for a lot of personal reasons, mainly how I felt about myself. But I grew and started having casual sex for the first time 2 years ago, an amazing revelation in my sex life. Went from 0 to 100 real quick. And I just did a lot of blossoming as a Black woman in my connection to my body and others.
Awesome. Beautiful, beautiful.
I love that.
Snap.
So, in my quest for casual sex, I had sex with an old friend. We had the convo about our non-existent feelings for one another in relation to being in a relationship. And we, as a unit, agreed to have sex, no strings attached. I was, like, super hyped because I haven't had dick in I don't know how long, and he was just everything that I wanted to have sex with. And nice. We've had a lingering sexual tension for years. So we were, like, doing it, and it's great. Everything is very sensual, and we are connected, or so I thought. Because mid-stroke, like, right before I'm gonna orgasm, he goes, I'm so confused about us now. So mid-pant, I'm like, dead ass?
Dead ass?
Which I now realize is such a Brooklyn native moment.
Did Aspie?
He's like, yeah. So we stop.
He's like, facts. Facts, my nigga. Damn, like, what are we?
It's such a good moment. So we stop because I guess he just couldn't go on, and I'm pretty sure I had blue vagina. I guess the female version of blue balls. And then I was at the end of my bed trying to comfort a confused, hard penis man. Listening to his feelings about me, himself, and his insecurities, butt ass naked. It seemed like a very vulnerable moment for him, and I respected that. But it completely fucked with me.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't struggled with casual sex as long as we were both clear. So I'm like, did I do something wrong? And should I just not fuck friends and stick to people I don't know it too well? Me and him have spoken since, and we legit act like nothing ever happened. He even tried to have sex again. I'm like, nah. But I want to talk about it. Like, you know, what the fuck happened?
Mm.
Like, why is my life so awkward? What do you think? Stay real, ladies, and thanks for reading my long-ass email.
No problem. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, please send us long-ass emails. We love it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hard. I feel like maybe he just wasn't ready emotionally.
He wasn't.
He was like, no strings attached? Sure. Yeah. As he was like attaching the strings.
Or maybe like just during shit got fucked up in his mind or whatever. Yeah. He might have thought he was down for it at the time and when they agreed to seeing it. Yeah, and that's just something that might happen.
Yeah, so long as you didn't like lead him
pressure
on
him or anything like
that.
Yeah,
you weren't like, you
know,
I think if you have more than a friend, but I think we should still continue on this non-sexual path.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it seemed like you were pretty straightforward.
No, yeah, it just seemed like it was something internally.
I too wish it hadn't been mid-sex, though.
When someone says, let's stop, it's just...
Which is fine. No, yeah. I respect that. Interesting moment
to realize everything, yeah. Especially when it was going so well. But
for
maybe that's what fucked him up or whatever. You know?
He was like, wow, I'm gonna really give her some joy.
I saw this meme where it was like, when the dick is too good, and this meme where it was like, when the pussy's too good or whatever. And like one of the things that says on both memes is like, what the fuck? I just told them I love them. Oh my god. So like maybe he was just like, wait, I love her, and then he was like, wait, no, and he just freaked out.
But he remained the pee hard was too afterward gone. Though.
Because the pussy was bomb. Shout out to you, Nista or
fell
Nitsa.
In love.
Sorry. Yeah.
Fell in love.
Yeah, he was falling in love.
I think for me personally,
mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to, if I do sexually interact with people
mm-hmm.
that are not John,
mm-hmm.
I think I'm gonna try the I don't know you very well route. And okay. I'm not very interested in getting to know you past having mm-hmm. a sexual situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because
fucking friends
hasn't worked out the past 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the last time with Thick Dick is like the most like, oh, somebody I know. And like, that doesn't feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's also like knows people that I know.
Yeah.
So I guess it depends on how close you are to the person.
Mm-hmm. Shit can get messy.
Yeah. Relationships.
But if you two are okay with it being messy, you know, go with forward. I think it's smart that she was like, nah.
Yeah,
to
the
second time, especially after it was never discussed or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd probably say to not, I would recommend to not go down that path with him again.
Because he can, the faster you decide to end it, the quicker both people can move on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah, right, deadass.
But I totally
really funny. I would love to animate that story. Or do that as a skit.
Oh, we should totally. We should totally do that skit.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess that's it for the Inner Hall Uprising.
Yes, yes.
Episode 18.
Woo! We're legal.
Yeah.
Officially.
Barely legal.
For all those teens.
Barely
searches.
Legal teens.
Yeah, exactly.
Oof, sorry. So yeah, that's us. You can check us out on... In case you're listening to us already, you can follow us.
Yeah, you can still, if you're listening to us on whatever, you can listen to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, or Stitcher. Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes.
Yes.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope at @slam_pow. Find us on Facebook and YouTube by searching Slam Pow Productions. You can find me personally at SlamRidd, R-I-D-D, on Instagram, Twitter. You can find me on Snapchat at SamAnnerz. Sometimes I do funny stuff, but mostly it's nothing.
I too am on Snapchat.
Yes.
I think it's Shanika Powell.
Okay.
You just gotta look for me. Sorry, guys. but you can definitely follow me on Instagram at Shanika Powell.
Mm-hmm.
And, Twitter at ShanPowell4. Yeah.
Yeah, don't forget to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/InnerHoleUprising. Patreon.
Please consider it. For $1 a month, you'd be really helping.
You can
us
help
out.
A hoe.
Yeah, you can help you a hoe with only $1 a month. Exactly. We're officially going to start Periscoping midweek, either Wednesday or Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe both days, mm-hmm. so you can get a little more hoe action.
Yeah, so follow us on Periscope. And we'll do fun, cool things. We'll also, you'll watch me do my hair.
Exactly. We can talk about like the topics of the show, and you can actually help shape the show.
Exactly.
If you suggest something or a thought, we'll totally credit you.
Yep.
Yeah! So, now leaving you with a little something sexy. Nigerian pussy is the softest. Niger pussy is the cream of the crop. Niger pussy make a nigga wanna pay. I grab it off the shelf and he buy it right away. I make you fall in love, you put nothing else above. Now we rolling in a car that you bought me yesterday. Drip, drop, tick, top, lick, top, lift up. Stop, no, please don't. Pussy so good, he don't wanna let it go. Niger pussy is the tightest. Pussy wetter than the ocean, don't fight it. But I never let you hit, I let you buy me shit. Then I leave you with your blue ball sitting in a fit. Niger pussy is the tightest. Niger pussy is the top. Niger pussy is the tightest. Niger pussy is the cream of the crop.